Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce this week's host of Business Talk. He's a contributing writer for Business West. Here is George O'Brien.
We have a terrific show for you today. I can't wait to get to it, but I will, because we need to hear this important message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we are back, and as promised, we have a terrific show for you today. We have with us John DeVoy. You might know him as the co-founder and co-owner of the Hot Table chain of restaurants all across Western Massachusetts. That is a terrific story. We're not here for that one, though. We're here for a story called Easy Company Brewing, and John is also the co-founder and the co-owner of Easy Founder Brewing. John, how are you today?
I'm doing great, George. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you. We're having you on. I've been doing this for a long time. I've written a lot of stories over the last several years. I got to admit, this was one of my favorite, if not my favorite story of all time. It brings together a lot of elements I love. We've got some history here. We've got World War II history. We've got beer. We've got brewing. We've got charity. We've got entrepreneurship. It all came together in a really fascinating story. It was fun to do. And I just really want to reward or thank you for what you've been doing and congratulate you on what you've been doing. We're going to get into it over the next 20 minutes.
Wonderful. Really appreciate it, George.
Thank you. So tell us about Easy Company Brewing. For those of you who don't know, Easy Company is, of course, the band of brothers from the book by Stephen Ambrose and the HBO miniseries of the same name followed the band of soldiers through World War II. You have made their story into a brewing venture with a twist. Can you tell us a little about it, please? You can probably go on for hours, but we'll do it for the next, like I said, 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, so when it comes to beer and history and World War II, I could talk for hours. But Easy Company Brewing, we're a Springfield-based brewing company that its mission is to donate 100% of its profits to charities, veteran-focused charities that do good work for vets and first responders.
And tell us how it all came about. There's a story there too.
Oh yeah, yeah. So like all good ventures, it starts over a glass of beer. So about 4 years ago, a good friend of mine, Jeff St. Jean, and I were both vets. We both served together. We've known each other 30 years. 104th Fighter Wing in Westfield, Mass. We're enjoying a delicious German beer at our favorite watering hole, the Student Prince in downtown Springfield, an institution in its own right here in Springfield. And one night we're enjoying a delicious German beer, and we started talking about the story of Easy Company and Band of Brothers, which you mentioned. And as we're drinking the beer, you know, we had this conversation. We said, geez, I wonder if when these guys were rolling through Europe, you know, were they drinking beer like this? And then it dawned on us, wow, these guys, so they when they got to Europe, they were in southern England for 8 months. They saw action in Normandy at D-Day. They were involved with Operation Market Garden in Holland. They were in Belgium for the Battle of the Bulge. They made their way into Germany. And then into the war in Austria. And then we're like, wow, these guys, you know, not are only heroes, but like they, while they're fighting these battles, that they're like rolling through some of those famous beer brewing countries, traditions in the whole world. So, we said, boy, someone should start a beer company called Easy Company Brewing to honor these guys. And, so after a couple more beers, like, oh, well, yeah, that's a great idea, but it'd be kind of unseemly, or, you know, it really wouldn't honor those guys if you were to create an organization that profited off of that name and that legacy. So then we came back, probably like 3 weeks later, and the topic came up again, and then we said, how about we do this? How about we structure the company very similar to what Newman's Own does? If you're familiar with Newman's Own, they have a, if you take a look at any of the labels on their salad dressings or their lemonades, it says 100% profits charity. So what we decided to do is kind of model ourselves off of that. So they're a for-profit company that takes all their profits and sends it to their Newman Foundation. And from there, they distribute monies to charities that they selected. So that's how we set it up. So we set up a for-profit company called Easy Company Brewing. And then through the sale of our beer and swag and other items, any profits that we have left over, we channel to a foundation we set up called the Easy Company Foundation. And from there, we send the money to five charities that we've selected that do good work for vets and first responders. And these charities are very highly rated. They give at least 80 cents on the dollar to their mission.
Okay, we'll get back to those nonprofits because that's an important part of the story in a minute. But let's talk about the beers now. Your story, as you mentioned, it follows the story of the Band of Brothers, and it starts in Georgia, where they trained. The name of that beer?
Is called Currahee.
Currahee, that's right. That was the hill that they had to climb time and time and time again. And then from there, you were in southern England, where they trained for D-Day.
Yep, yeah, so
that beer is out also.
Yeah, after their time in Georgia, they were shipped off to southern England to prepare for D-Day. And they were sent to a little village called Eldbourne. And it's a quaint little village that actually a lot of the UK was really became a launching pad for, I don't know, I think a million US troops. So they occupied quite a bit of the country. But Easy Company was sent to this little village in southern England, and they were there for 8 months. So what we're doing with the beer, so the first beer we brewed was an American lager called Currahee to commemorate their time in Toccoa, Georgia. Then the second beer we released is called Aldborn, and it's an English IPA. So two right now that are available for sale, and the third one we're going to be launching very soon. We did a test batch. We're brewing a French keeping ale called Braycourt. And Braycourt is a manor in the Normandy countryside where Easy Company heroically took out these German guns that were firing on Utah Beach. Very famous story. And it was well represented both in the book and in the miniseries. So again, each step of the way, we're trying to honor these guys and what they did.
And as you mentioned, there's all kinds of great beer brewing companies ahead. You mentioned Operation Market Garden in the Netherlands. Yep. That was soon thereafter. And then we move into Belgium for the Battle of the Bulge. And then we're in Germany. And there's several stops in Germany before the end of the war. So this is really exciting as to where you can go from here. Do we have plans in place? I know we're taking these one brew at a time, but you've got to be looking ahead as well.
Yeah, so we don't have anything solidified yet for the future company. We're thinking about maybe a Pilsner for Holland. And then, you know, Belgium has a pretty extensive brewing tradition there. So, we're thinking about different beer styles from those countries, you know, maybe a Hefeweizen in Germany. But, you know, and we can switch things up. And, you know, for instance, it, at the very end of the war, there's a very famous picture of Easy Company sitting at Hitler's mansion in Bavaria. It's called the Berchtesgarten, or the town was called Berchtesgarten. And there's a bunch of these young guys that basically fought their way through these famous battles, had a very high casualty rate, did very heroic things, and in the end of the war, drinking Hitler's wine in the Bavarian mountains. So, and they also captured Hitler's eagle's nest. So there's a lot of stuff for us to work with there, both in names of beers and in beer styles. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, our job is to to honor these guys and what they did, and then to give and to give back.
Okay. You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking today with John DeVoy. He is the co-owner of Easy Company Brewing. We're talking about this unique venture and how it got started. This is a for-profit brewery that is giving its proceeds back to charities that assist veterans. That's a great part of the story, and there's many aspects of this story that are great. We've been talking about how Easy Company follows the story of the Band of Brothers across Europe. We've got two beers out. We've got a third on the way, and there's lots of places we can go from there. Talk about the charities that you're giving these proceeds to. Now, you're just getting started. We're not talking about large dollar amounts yet, I assume. Maybe we are, but I think we're going to get larger amounts as we move on, and we'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. But talk about these charities, how you chose them, and talk a little bit about the work they're doing.
Yeah, so what we did was really, you know, take a look at, you know, who's doing a good job out there helping vets and first responders. And, you know, one of the criteria we set was, you know, that we want to make sure that the money that is being donated to these charities, that they're being good stewards of the money. And so one of the thresholds we had was it needs to be at least 80 cents on the dollar. So we did some investigation, and we talked to a few people and, you know, looked at things like a charity navigator and found out who was doing good works. So we reached out to a number of these charities, and, you know, five got back to us and said, yeah, be happy to, you know, not exactly partner with us, but we're happy to, you know, let us use their logos and stuff and do some cross promotion. But what we did is we picked five. So some of them you may be familiar with: Tunnel to Towers Foundation, the Fisher House Foundation, Homes for Our Troops, Operation Second Chance, and then Special Operations Warrior Foundation. And, you know, these charities do different types of work. You know, some build mortgage-free homes for disabled vets, you know, guys and gals that come back from from the wars, and you know, they need specially adapted homes. I know Tunnel to Towers does that. Some of these charities give money to fallen first responders and soldiers, and, you know, give scholarship money to their kids. So overall, just a really solid group of organizations that do great work.
Talk about the response that you've gotten so far. I mean, you're talking about a brewery that supports causes for veterans. I imagine there's got to be a good deal of support coming in for this, not just locally, but regionally and perhaps even across the country. And talk a little bit about Donnie Wahlberg and how he... Donnie was in Band of Brothers, and
yes,
apparently you guys have connected with him.
Yes, yes, we did. So we launched a year and a half ago right here at Springfield, and for the most part, what we were trying to do locally was kind of figure out our way forward, you know, kind of test our beer styles, test our messaging. And in the beginning, we just self-distributed. So Jeff and I were both in our mid-50s, so we did everything from setting the company up, you know, get everything all set, to coming up with recipes. We found a local contract brewer that took our recipes and scaled them up commercially. And really, for the first year, you know, Jeff and I were actually delivering beer locally in our trucks to local bars, restaurants, package stores. And then, this past summer, we partnered up with Quality Beverage, which is going to give us much larger statewide distribution. And they've done a great job for us so far. So getting back to your question about the response has really been incredible. You know, I think the famous name, a lot of people know it immediately when they hear Easy Company. They're like, oh, that's Band of Brothers. You know, tell me about Dick Winters. And they know the story. Other people are drawn to, you know, the mission. You know, it's not very many companies or organizations that, there are a lot of really good companies out there that donate a percentage of their profits, you know, to charitable work. But, we can only think of one, that would be Newman's Own, that says we're going to donate 100% of our profits. So the response has been great. So not just here locally in Western Massachusetts, but we get calls and emails, you know, and via social media from people all over the country, and even in Europe. So it's really been interesting. We're meeting some amazing people. You mentioned Donnie Wahlberg. Donnie Wahlberg played one of our most favorite characters. He played Carwood Lipton in that series. And it's a very interesting story about how we connected with him. So Wahlburgers right here in Springfield took our beer on early when we were self-distributing. And I asked the manager, the local manager, I said, hey, if Donnie or Mark were ever in town, we'd love to meet them and tell them about Easy Company Brewing and about what we're doing and how we're helping vets. And he said, sure. So like a year later, he calls me up. He says, the manager at Wahlburgers here in Springfield says, John, you want to meet Donnie Wahlberg? And I said, yes, we'd love to meet him. So long story short, we got introduced to him at a grand opening of a new Wahlburgers at Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. And had a chance to spend like 10 minutes with them talking about our beer, our mission. And it was so great. This tiny little venture here in Western Mass, Donnie Wahlberg, you know, basically sent out to 1.8 million of his followers. He says, I have a new favorite beer. And we were so humbled by that. So it was pretty cool.
So in the time we have left, I believe we're recently at a reunion of family members of the Band of Brothers. There are, of course, no living members of Band of Brothers left, but that was a reunion down in Rhode Island. What was that like?
That was, again, very humbling thing. So last summer, the granddaughter of Wild Bill Gaunier, and for your listeners that know the story, they'll know exactly who that is. It was really just a neat character. So granddaughter of Wild Bill reached out to us and says, hey, I've been following you on social media. We're having a fundraiser this fall. You know, would you mind donating some swag for a fundraiser we're having? So I said, absolutely. So I said, better than us sending it to you, I said, my wife and I are going to Gettysburg. And Wild Bill grew up around Philadelphia, so his whole family is still there. So we met his granddaughter, and we met at Wild Bill's statue in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Struck up a great conversation and began a really cool relationship with her. And then she invited us to her reunion. So every year since 1946, since the war ended, the Men of Easy Company have gotten together for reunions around the country. And over the decades, the families have gotten to know each other pretty well. So like you mentioned, George, all these heroes are gone now. But the family still get together, and we were invited by Debbie to go to their family reunion that they were holding in Rhode Island. And it was so great to meet the families of these people. And they're just down to earth, great people that are just looking to keep their loved ones' memories alive.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a good time with that. So in the 1 minute we have left, tell us where people can get Easy Company beers and how they can support the cause.
Yeah, thanks for that. So you can find us at local restaurants, bars, package stores in Western Massachusetts. We'll soon be in Worcester County and then statewide, hopefully by mid-year next year. So we are working on other states at this point, but you know, it's not as easy as selling a non-alcoholic beverage. It's complicated to go from state jurisdiction to jurisdiction. So right now we're in Massachusetts, but nationwide we can ship out our swag to anybody.
And that's swag, sweatshirts, t-shirts, koozies, other things, yes.
All kinds of really cool stuff. And okay. Yeah, if you go to easycompanybrewing.com, you can learn all about us, and you can order the swag there. And if you want to know about our work, if you go to easycompany.org, that will take you to our foundation's website, and you can learn about you know, how we help vets through these charities.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you, John. We really appreciate coming on today and talking about Easy Company Brewing. It's a great story. Continue. Good luck to you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much, Doris. Have a great day.
You too. And thanks to all of you for tuning into Business Talk. This is a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm George O'Brien, filling in for editor Joe Bednar, the editor of Business West, and we'll see you next time.